grub in New Orleans. I didn't have no one to call. When I went out on the street and I just called to no one at all. And Margaret, she came and told me she didn't have nowhere to go. So we went up into my hotel room. Singing songs that echoed in my soul. Yellow light poured through the window. I was standing with Mike, the guitar man. I was beating on my banjo like I had a claw hammer for a hand. And Margaret's voice, it rang out just like a harmonica lost in the night, singing on the crowded street when we watched the drunken bikers start a fight. With some man shot right through the head that night, but we just kept on keeping on singing songs that echoed in my soul. Seemed like everything we had ever felt just came pouring out in song. And Margaret, you know, she sang to me and she told me of her pain. She was crying out in anger and whispering in shame. She sang how the life she led now seemed at last in vain, singing songs that echoed in my soul. Now the nickels and dimes crawled in, and they turned into dollar bills. We kept on with our singing, while the people filled our till, until the guardians of law and order came to sweep us off the street. And we ducked into the nearest bar and grabbed ourselves some empty bar side seat. And a voice on that barroom's jukebox just went searing through my brain, singing songs that echoed in my soul. Yeah, we sat there in Bonaparte and ate and drank up all our bread. We should have kept our money for that hotel room instead. And Margaret, she sure was tired just at the moment when all our bags were being tossed out the window and we were on the street again. I started frailing on my banjo, and I tried my best to smile, singing those songs that echoed in my soul.